B-Pod Studios.
Get in the game.
What are we witnessing?
The number one esports and video game radio show. Checkpoint XP, where gaming lives.
Welcome back. You're hanging with Weird Beard, Robbie Landis, and someone who's super excited to see two of the new Xbox Series X controllers coming out in months. Me, James Campbell.
Why are you excited?
What Dude, is they it? Got the craziest color schemes I've ever seen. Okay, so there's a red, gray, and black camo that's coming out. But what's really hot, there's like a neon slime green controller.
Is it like see-through? You can see all the little things and wires and stuff inside it?
No,
too?
That would make it even cooler.
Did you have a Mad Catz controller growing up, James?
I did, absolutely. Well, we couldn't afford the name brand. We had to get the Mad Catz. But anyways, this is an on-brand neon slime green Xbox controller. I can't wait. April 27th is when it comes out, the end of April. So I'm excited to get a new controller.
So, James, I'm totally colorblind, but I'll be excited for you, even though they're all kind of gray.
Okay, well, you know, speaking of things that are coming out in April that people can actually look forward to, let's talk about some of the games that are coming out, guys. The first one, there's already been major hype around. I know that Weirdbeard's already excited about this. April 1st, Outriders for every possible console except for the Switch. Weirdbeard, are you still on the Outriders hype train?
It still looks good. The demo is still a lot of fun. I've played a lot of the different classes. More than anything else, I think it's going, even if it's not ground shaking, you know, the game of all games for the year, I think it's still going to be a solid AAA release.
This is the game that's similar to Gears of War.
It has third person cover. Yeah, yeah, it's a looter shooter. So the idea that, you know, every time you play it, you're getting tons and tons of loot. You're constantly having to switch in and out. Since you haven't played with me on Apex in 2-3 weeks, if you actually want to and this comes out, I'll play with you.
Because you can play with up to two other friends.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, maybe I could download it and then we could all play together.
Game Pass. Day one on Game Pass. That way there you got to spend buy a $60 game.
I like it.
We also have April 6th, Oddworld Soulstorm coming out. The latest entry in the Oddworld franchise. Weirdbeard, again, I know this is one that you're pretty excited about.
Yeah, this is the one that they've teased in all the PlayStation.
The weird alien looking creatures,
yes,
right?
Yes, and this is a franchise that's been back for over a decade.
I can recall playing an Oddworld game on the first PC that my parents ever bought for us back in the 90s.
So, I mean, it's kind of a platformer, a Jack and Daxter or Ratchet and Clank with probably a lot less polish. It'll be fun, though. Will I pay for it? Maybe not, but it should be all right.
Speaking of things that people probably won't pay for, MLB The Show 21 on April 20th. What do you think is the least played sports game on a console? Do you think it's MLB or do you think it's NHL?
NHL is classic.
I think it would probably be baseball. Yeah. I haven't played a fun baseball game since World Series Baseball on the Sega Genesis.
I remember playing the backyard baseball
PC
game.
That sounds
game.
Fun.
But that's it.
That's it.
We also have Humankind, which is coming out on PC and Stadia on April 22nd. This is a game that even watching the trailers, I'm still not really sure what this game is. It kind of reminds me a little bit in a way of Lemmings, right?
Okay.
You recall Lemmings?
Yeah.
Where you have the little guys walking around.
Yeah, you have certain lemmings that would do certain things to build a bridge or whatever.
Yeah.
Get all the lemmings
yeah.
to go across.
So all of the stuff that I've seen for this game, it just shows like people. Just walking, and so that's really the only thing that I have, that makes me think of Lemmings, but it looks weird.
Yeah.
It's probably a Weirdbeard game.
Yeah.
100%. Are you going to look into it, maybe?
Nah.
No, it's not even a Weirdbeard game.
Nah.
We also have an April 29th, Assassin's Creed Valhalla, Wrath of the Druids, the first expansion for Assassin's Creed. So I'm sure there's a lot of people looking forward to that. I never finished the game. I put 60 hours into it and still didn't finish it, so I don't know that it's ever going to happen. But the real game changer.
Yes.
Is what everybody's looking forward
yes.
to. Yes. On the Nintendo Switch, on April 30th, the newest Pokemon Snap.
Pokemon Snap!
Uh-oh. Oh, another Pokemon game, huh?
My girlfriend's so excited. She's like, I'm going to take pictures of Pokemon all day. I'm never going to sleep. I'm just going to take pictures of Pokemon.
Is this the one where you're on an amusement park ride and you just take pictures?
Pretty much. Okay. The reviews that I've been seeing, they're like, Pokemon Snap is exactly what you remember, but better.
Yeah, and I mean, again, April 30th is just the pre-order, correct? That means that they're still waiting time.
Oh, yes, you're right. You're right. Only the pre-order. I got a little ahead of myself, a little excited there. And then lastly, Returnal for the PS5 on April 30th, one of the first true PS5 exclusives. This is one. It looks kind of, James, you would definitely classify this as a scary game.
Oh boy,
it looked gorgeous and all the stuff that they've done.
It's like a Dead Space meets Doom kind of vibe, isn't it? Isn't that the one?
Yeah, you're on an alien planet all by yourself, and you're like trying to go through and just survive. It's beautiful. They've used it in the cinematics and just. Mwah.
I don't know if you can make a game scarier than by putting you like in a horror element, but also now you're in outer space.
Well, they have giant tentacle
monsters.
And
then, okay, they made it scary. That's all they needed.
Gaming on a budget, we've got a game for free.
$3.99!
Checkpoint XP's free game of the week.
This week's free game of the week is Far Cry 5.
I have apostles. I help the blind to see. I save souls. But unlike the chosen one sent before, God will never let you take me.
That's right. All April on PlayStation Plus, Far Cry 5 is one of your free games to download. I have to say, out of all the Far Cry games, I would definitely recommend people try out 5. I think I tried to get into either 3 or 4, and it wasn't really my cup of tea, but there's something about 5. This is the one that's actually set in America. I think it takes place like out in Colorado or something, and there's like this
like a cult.
It's like this cult, yeah, this homegrown cult sort of thing starts to like rise up and takes this this small county hostage, essentially. And it's everything you would expect from a Far Cry, you know, third-person shooter or first-person shooter where you get to go around, you know, solving all these issues, taking on these bad guys and stuff.
Big open world. Yes. Lots of weird
humor.
Huge
open world. It was really weird for me because you would think that when it comes to video games, you know, you want fantasy settings, right? You want futuristic settings. This was literally like playing in my hometown.
It's like modern time, yeah.
Like out in the country,
it's
right?
It's placed
like,
in Montana.
There you
I think
go, Montana.
Technically where
and,
it is.
And some of these like farms and some of these places, like literally I have been to places like this where I grew up. Out in the boonies. So it was really weird kind of seeing like, you know, what I consider like just normal everyday stuff and then being in a video game with it. And you would think that would be like a criticism, but I don't know. I guess it's because not many games do that. They try to go for like, you know, the over-the-top, overblown alien worlds or going into the past, you know, knights and stuff like that. But it was really cool being set just like in present-day America.
Well, the big problem, this game was protested quite a lot. Many people saw that...
quote-unquote protested by major news outlets.
Yeah, it was politicized because this really, at the time, people thought that it was an indictment of, you know, people of a certain political, you know, faction.
I would also like to point out that Wolfenstein the New Colossus came out at the exact same time, and they also politicized that, which was just shooting Nazis. So,
yeah. So I mean, like, if you want to take a look past what, you know, some people call politically charged stuff, it has a really cool story. The main bad guy villain isn't necessarily as good as some of the others.
I don't know. I thought it was pretty decent.
It's
and
all right.
Great ending that will have you tearing your hair out. But also, they came out with sort of like a sequel, Far Cry New Dawn, which takes place like 20, 30 years later after some nukes go off. Spoilers. And basically, you get to see how this event, you know, change the entire landscape of the game. You have to go through and sort of
Okay, so then the New Dawn is essentially the same, like, locale.
Exact same location.
Here's how it changed after.
Has a lot of the same characters and how they changed as well. It's really, really cool. And I definitely recommend picking it up.
The one cool thing that they... The one cool thing they put in there is that the main bad guys essentially, like, if you've ever heard the story of drinking the Kool-Aid, you know, where they had the cult and everything like that, that's what this guy is doing. So if you have a tangential interest in, like, weird Jonestown stuff where they're gonna, you know, all get together in the robes and whatnot and drink the Kool-Aid, this game will at least have you interested.
Now, are you working against this fanatical cult leader or are you working with? Or do you get to choose?
You actually start out, you're, I believe, a deputy of some sort. I forget exactly which arm of the law you come, but you're basically going in there to try and, you know, see what you can do to kind of, you know, help the folks of Hope County is what it is.
So there's your free game of the week, Far Cry 5, available for free on PS Plus for the month of April. Now, coming up, I am about to go head-to-head with somebody who's still in elementary school to see who needs to go back to hitting the books during spring break. Next on Checkpoint XP.
The chicken sandwich war ain't over yet. Introducing Zaxby's new signature sandwich with a double hand-breaded filet, split-top bun, and Zax sauce, our new spicy Zax sauce. Only at Zaxby's.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.